From somewhere ahead came a distant clunk. "What was that?" Fisa asked, looking up.
"The Skywalkers," Jinsler said sharply, looking around. "They're gone."
"It's all right, Ambassador," Formby said calmly. "They went with General Drask to scout ahead. It's time we joined them." Fell suppressed a grimace.
"Stormtroopers, form up. Two and two, front and rear."
"I'd prefer they hold rear guard position, Commander," Formby said.
"You,"
he gestured to the three Chiss warriors,
"come with me."
Without waiting for comment or argument, he strode off down the corridor, one of the Chiss warriors taking point two steps ahead of him, as the other two moved into position on either side of him. Fell hissed between his teeth as Jinsler, Fisa, and the Jeroons moved off behind the procession.
"Rear guard formation," he ordered the stormtroopers.
Fell was striding along behind Bearish when a young auburn-haired girl stepped out of concealment in front of the lead warrior, bringing the whole group to an abrupt halt.
"Hello," she said calmly. "Are you here to see the Guardian?"
Formby glanced at Jinsler, then back to the girl.
"We're here to see the survivors of outbound flight and to help them," he said. "Is the Guardian the one we need to see?"
"Yes," the girl confirmed. "Come, I'll take you to him."
She turned and headed down the corridor toward the forward sensor room.
"So many people here to see us,"
the girl said, turning into an alcove to her left.
"Yes," Formby said. "May I ask your name?"
"I'm Evelyn," she said. "This way, please."
She touched a control on the wall and a door slid open in front of her. Gesturing the others to follow, she stepped inside. Fell stepped close beside Cloud as Formby and the others filed through the doorway. The opening led into a short corridor, Fell saw, with another door at the far end and a third door midway down the wall on the right. Formby, the Chiss warriors, and two of the Jeroons were right behind the girl, while Jinsler, Fisa, Bearish, and the fourth Jeroon had fallen a couple of paces behind the leaders as they looked around the empty corridor.
"Cloud, Grappler, go catch up to Formby," he ordered quietly.
At the far end of the corridor, Evelyn touched a control, and the door slid up in front of her. "We'll stay back here and..." Fell never finished the sentence. Evelyn stepped through the door, but instead of staying open, the panel slammed violently down right in Formby's face. Even as Fell drew his blaster, another door dropped out of a groove in the ceiling in front of Cloud, cutting the Imperials off from the rest of the party. He spun around in time to see the door they'd come through slam down in turn, isolating them from the rest of the ship. An instant later, the floor seemed to drop out from under him as their newly created prison began to fall. It braked to a stop before he had time for more than a single curse.
"Good day,"
a voice said from a speaker in the control panel.
"My name is Guardian Presser. You're in a turbolift car that is being held in suspension between two opposing repulsor beams. Do you understand this?"
"Perfectly," Fell said. "I'm Commander Chak Fell of the Empire of the Hand. Interesting trap you've got here?"
"Merely making use of limited resources. The six turbolift cars running through this pylon were designed to operate independently, but could also be connected together for large cargoes."
"Ah," Fell said. "I take it this pylon you mentioned is the connecting tube between these particular two dreadnoughts."
"The wiring that feeds power to the repulsor beams also wraps randomly around the outside of the car,"
Presser said, ignoring the question.
"I'd therefore advise against..."
"So I'd advise against trying to shoot your way out," Presser said, wiping the sweat from his forehead in the hot room as he once again ran through the warning message he'd prepared. "Is that understood?"
"Clearly."
The blue one, Chiss, who had identified himself as Aristocrat something or other, said calmly. He'd ended up in the number 4 turbolift car, along with 3 more Chiss and 2 of the other unknown aliens.
"We'll await your decision,"
the Aristocrat continued.
"I would simply say that we've come here to help you, not to harm you."
"I understand," Presser said. "I'll speak with you soon." He cut off the speaker, scowling blackly at the fuzzy image that was the best the turbolift monitors could handle anymore. Of course they weren't here to harm anyone, just like those strange soldiers with their white armor and hidden faces weren't here to harm anyone, or the Jedi weren't here to harm anyone. Jedi. For a long minute, Presser stared at the image of the two Jedi on the number 2 display.
It was hard to tell on the ancient and failing equipment, but they looked young, probably younger than he himself was. The control room door slid open, letting in a blast of even hotter air, and Evelyn stepped inside. "Do we have all of them?" she asked. "Everyone," Presser assured her, gazing back at his niece's bright blue eyes. They might look innocent. Evelyn herself might look innocent. But Presser wasn't fooled. There was something odd about the girl, something he'd been aware of since she was 3 years old, something the others would eventually notice too.
"Good," Evelyn said. "It's a lot cooler in here."
"A little cooler, anyway," Presser said. He glanced over the bank of monitors, frowning. One of the displays was suddenly showing nothing except black, the one in the number 6 car. Muttering a curse at the antiquated equipment, he reached for the controls.
"That's not going to help," Evelyn said. "The man in the gray uniform put a piece of cloth over the monitor. I saw him do it as I was coming in."
Disgustedly, he turned back around. The low conversation coming from the number 6 speaker had vanished along with the video image he noted, disappearing into a faint hum. "Did they do something to the voice pickup too?" he asked Evelyn.
"I didn't see anything," she said, sounding puzzled.
So much for keeping tabs on the armored soldiers and their officer. And from the looks of things, the two Jedi were trying to shut him down too. He shifted his attention to the number 5 car's monitor. The man he had identified as Ambassador Jinsler was in there, plus a young-looking Chiss and two of the aliens with the twin mouths, one of whom was currently pounding on the control panel as if trying to break it open. Talking with them would be a risk, he knew, especially if this new Republic they'd mentioned was anything like the Republic Outbound Flight had left all those years ago. But he had to talk to someone, and of all those in the boarding party, at least none of this particular group was carrying any weapons. "Go ahead and release number 5, he told Evelyn. "Actually, give me a couple of minutes to talk to them and then release it. Bring them back up here and take them to the pilot ready room. I'll be waiting for them there."
"Okay,"
she said. The door behind her slid open, letting in another blast of hot air, and she was gone. Presser reached for the comm control, checking over the readings one last time. Ambassador Jinsler. He repeated the name in his mind, making sure he had it right. Jinsler. Jinsler. His fingers froze a centimeter from the comm switch. Jinsler. He sucked in a lungful of hot air, staring at the man on the display. Ambassador Jinsler. Here, aboard his ship. Jedi Lorana was how he'd known her, but her full name had been Jedi Lorana Jinsler. With an effort, he forced his fingers to travel that last centimeter. "Hello, Ambassador Jinsler."